Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein from District 5, and it is absolute pleasure, as always, to share a few thoughts with you this week. I have a handful of things I definitely want to share, but this time I really got to just pick one or two, because I know 10 minutes flies right by. First and foremost, we got through our budget recently, as you all should know by now, and very proud of the work we did with my colleagues in working through the budget, and then most importantly, with you, our community, providing us your insight, your candidness, and your thoughts in us moving forward. It is a collaborative approach in designing a very intricate budget that we have here in Carroll County that is about $550 million operationally or ongoing dollars to be used every year in Carroll County. And then another 100 and let's say 25 to 50 million dollars in one-time dollars or one-time funds to use for different projects. None of this could be done without you, so I really appreciate it, and absolutely without my colleagues. May not agree on all the decisions made, but I know one thing, and that is we all strive to continue to make Carroll County the best it can be and maintain its culture, its values, the place we want to live, we want to work, and we want to play. The other topic I want to share with you is upcoming Memorial Day tomorrow. I've been thinking a lot about it, and one of the reasons I want to bring this up is not just being a veteran that I am or having lost colleagues, brothers and sisters in arms in hostile environments over the past. But I think the catalyst is very recently, over the past week, I worked with my mom, who's 91 and lives nearby, and with my siblings on ordering a headstone for my dad. My dad passed away July 4th of 2022, and he was a veteran himself, and he fought in the Korean War. He was 91 when he passed. And one of the benefits from Veterans Affairs is that he was buried with full honors and then also being able to provide a headstone appropriate for his gravesite. This is an opportunity for our veterans that are either buried in military cemeteries or in private cemeteries that allow for headstones like those that are available through the Veterans Affairs. Again, this is a great opportunity to share with you that we just do it so well here in Carroll County. We have a community that cares for our veterans, and even when veterans believe they don't have disabilities or things to give them reason to go through the VA, this is just an example of why it matters. Sometimes it's for you, but also, in many times, it's for your family. So I recommend reaching out to our citizen services, reaching out to veteran support officers that you either know or that we can connect you with, and get a process going. This is for you, our veterans. It's for family members of veterans to kickstart their process, and let's take care, as we always do, our veteran community. Now, getting back to the topic of Memorial Day. As you know, Memorial Day is tomorrow, is Monday. And there is a difference between Veterans Day, which is the 11th day of the 11th month of the 11th hour. 11th hour, 11th day, 11th month. You know, that ended the Great War and has went from Armistice Day to Veterans Day. It's different than Armed Forces Day, which we recently celebrated, recognizing all the military and our veterans that are in all our armed forces. Memorial Day is designed to focus our attention on those that have given the ultimate sacrifice during the wars. What I'd like to share with you is what I think Memorial Day should mean to all of us, what it means to me, and then also how to share some of the ideas of Memorial Day, especially to our younger generation. What it means to all of us is the recognition that our government has on the men and women who have served in the armed forces. that have given that ultimate sacrifice. Recognizing that only 1% to 2% of our population in the United States takes the opportunity to serve and put on that uniform. It also recognizes not just the men and women who have given that ultimate sacrifice, but also the Gold Star families, the Gold Star women, the Gold Star family teenagers. Currently, I'm working with a group. It's called the Gold Star Teenage Adventures. It's a nonprofit to help teenagers that have lost their parents or a parent in a hostile environment. They've also extended it not just military, but also for men and women in red and blue as well, in our fire and police. It's a great opportunity to give to a community like our teenagers. It's an opportunity for all of us to pause and recognize the importance of Memorial Day. I think it was President Reagan that said, "Freedom is not just free, but we are always just one step away from freedom and what could be." And I know I paraphrased that, so forgive me. But it also tells me that freedom is not free. And when people ask me, you know, or say thank you for serving, I say thanks for giving me a reason, because we have some incredible, incredible, inalienable rights that allow us to be who we are. And those that have sacrificed their lives, we should never allow their lives to be sacrificed in vain. That's what I believe Memorial Day should mean to us as a whole. Memorial Day, for me, is a little bit closer because I have lost brothers and sisters in arms in different places, whether it be in Iraq, in the Balkans, in Afghanistan, whether I be close to them or far away. It was always a challenge. It was always a challenge when I was away and my family knew that if I was reaching out to them on a daily basis, I was someplace specific. And then I would go away for days and weeks at a time without them hearing from me. And it was always that difficult time that Audrey and their kids, Emily and Sam, had to have without hearing from me. So I never give up an opportunity to pause. And I don't think I do it just one day a year. I do it every day. And I just extend it. I extend it for our men and women in green, but I also extend it to our men and women who go into harm's way and pay the ultimate sacrifice for doing what is necessary in taking care of our community, the men and women in blue and green and red. Then I think the last thing I want to share is what Memorial Day should mean to our children and our families. It's not to take away or deter the Memorial Day sales or Memorial Day barbecues or Memorial Day activities. It's to really embrace them. It gives the opportunity to bring our families together, those barbecues, and then talk about, take the opportunity to talk why family matters and why the weekend is a long weekend. It's not just the beginning of summer, but it is recognizing the ultimate sacrifice to pause. But don't just stay in that pause. In Judaism, we have a method when someone passes, and it's called Shiva, sitting Shiva, for days. And then when you're done sitting Shiva, in recognizing the death, in mourning the death, you must walk out the door and live. That's what Memorial Day is to me. It's recognizing and pausing the death that it may have occurred, but then stepping out of that and then living the rest of the 364 days of the year and being the best we are. That's what, to me, Memorial Day is. I know I went a little bit long and I apologize. I just want to share this with you. Sometimes we try to do too much. There's a saying, and I have no idea who says it, but I seem to say it often, you can't boil the ocean. So don't try. But what we can do is we can recognize our own community. We can work to better our own community, our family, our friends, our neighbors. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing as a Carroll Countyan and as your commissioner. There's nothing political about it. It's just a community way, a way to serve our community. So I'm wishing everybody a very healthy Memorial Day weekend, long weekend. Take the opportunity to be with family, friends, and neighbors. And always when you see someone that has either served in red, green, or blue, or is serving, just say thank you. Those two words mean so much. I'm wishing everybody a wonderful day. And as always, life is good. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein. Have a good one.